What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Search engine optimization. This episode, that's what I'll be talking about of how to podcast. So previous episodes, recording audio, editing audio, then finding the home for all of your audio. And now when you first set up your podcast through your host, and also for each additional episode, you're going to have to fill out a lot of information. A lot of information with the title of your show, the authors of your show, the summary of your show, all of these different things, tags, categories. All these things are opportunities to optimize your posts so people can find them when they search the internet. So it's not only just tags. You know, everybody knows about tags, hashtags, or just regular tags. We're on YouTube. You upload a video of your dog fetching. Two tags might be dog and fetch. Trick. Playing. Dog playing. Playing with dog. You know, all these terms that people could search. Now, how you make that more effective is you not only add those terms in where you put tags, but you duplicate, you have redundancy in those terms, in the most popular terms, not only in the tags, but in the description and also in the title of your podcast. You can do this in a lot of different ways. You can just blatantly list things out and make it, or you can, you know, write it out in more of a, like in your bio, when you're describing your show, you can touch on all these different words, all these different keywords, and make it like a fluid, structured statement. Or you can just list the terms in the bottom of the description. So, for instance, let's say YouTube, which has nothing to do with, but YouTube, there's three different sections, right? There's your title section, where you can enter text. There's your description section, where you can describe the video, more information, links, all that kind of stuff. And then there's tags. So if you have a dog video, you want to make sure the word dog is in the title, it's in the description, and it's in the tag. So the more times you have dogs show up, say you have a dog podcast. So you want to have dog not only in the show title, show description, show tags, show category if possible. But then you also, for each episode, you want to do the same thing. So there's an abundancy of the word, of the terms that is your podcast. That's kind of like the basic overall idea of search engine optimization. Now, how you come up with those words, completely different. Google has different ways you can look up what trending things are. You can go and look and see what some of the other popular podcasts might be doing. Not every podcast does this. It's something you go through and you do so that your show or your podcast episode shows up in people's search terms. So if somebody searches, you know, in Google, podcast about dogs, dog podcast, you want your podcast to show up as high as possible in the rankings. Now, for me, I've been trying to do that with my name forever. Sadly, Ray Taylor is a very popular name. Despite the fact that I have Ray Taylor as my Twitter handle and my Instagram handle, if you search Ray Taylor in either of those, I'm never the first to show up. Despite, you'll have like Ray_Taylor, Ray_Taylor_, somebody else that's not even named Ray Taylor, but I don't know how, my practice of SEO in effort to boost certain things hasn't worked. However, I've fucked around with tracks. There was a year while doing the Inspired Disorder podcast and hosting the podcast through SoundCloud where I would take a title of, I'd see whatever the top song is on the charts that week, and I would use the title in the title of the episode, and it would spike. Like, there would be 10,000 downloads as opposed to 1,000 downloads. You know, it was just this exponential spike. Every time I did it, there would be an exponential spike, and it was clearly people trying to find those songs on SoundCloud or remixes of those songs. And so it does work. In practice, it does work. And in theory, it works. But, you know, in reality, some things, there's harder, like, it's hard to get your thing known just with SEO. I haven't found search engine optimization to be beneficial as far as growing an audience necessarily. I do a lot of that on Instagram with hashtags and stuff like that. It definitely gets more eyeballs to it. But the real way you get followers and get an audience and grow an audience is from people sharing you need tastemakers, quote unquote tastemakers, to share your work. So with Inspired Disorder podcast early on, when that took off the first time, years before Denver, I just put out a tweet. I think Joe Rogan had taken a week off, and I had come back with the Inspired Disorder podcast in the same format as Joe Rogan. Just me and Justin King, my co-host at the time, and we would just talk for 2 hours, 3 hours, just about anything. Just going off on crazy tangents and having fun. So during that time, where was I going with that? Oh, during that time, Joe Rogan take a week off, and I posted on Twitter. Twitter was still new. People were actually using Twitter, and I had posted on Twitter, hey, you know, I'd been active kind of in the chat rooms of Joe Rogan and all the Death Squad shows. So I had started, there's a few people that had started to follow me that had seen my stuff and they like shared it. But then it wasn't until a few of the right people saw it and then tweeted out the live link, because we would go live just like Joe Rogan did. This was early. This is like 2010, 2011. We were going live. We were shooting in HD. We were doing everything, doing all of those things. And it caught on. Somebody retweeted it. And literally, this is back in the day when Follow Friday was a thing. I would wake up on Fridays and my phone would just be flooded with just new followers on Twitter and tons of people adding me to their Follow Fridays. It was an insane time of my life where you go from having a podcast where you do a weekly podcast and you really don't know if anybody is listening at all, you know, and your numbers are pretty showing that, you know, there's downloads, but I don't know who the fuck these people are. I'm not getting any feedback online or anything like that. It was like the first time everybody noticed, you know, and that's the thing when you're creating something, that the getting noticed part is a different aspect of it. Like, you have to create the thing. You can't just be sitting around hoping somebody asks you to create something. You have to create the thing, and then you have to get it noticed. The more eyeballs you get on it, you're eventually going to find somebody that wants it, that likes it. There's a huge amount of people in this world into all kinds of different things. Somebody's going to be into your shit. It's just getting those people to discover your shit. And search engine optimization is one of those ways, but it's not the only way. Really having somebody find your podcast and share it to their audience. You can get guests on from other podcasts that are related to yours. You can be a guest on other podcasts. That's another way to build an audience. But search engine optimization is kind of the grassroots. It just in general, to organize your show, it's good to do. So that's it, everybody. Have a great week. Have a great day. If you have any questions about podcasting, don't feel like you can't ask me. Ask me. That's it. Have a great week, everybody. Peace out.